Welcome to Briefly Legal, your podcast briefing on legal news, developments, and legislation on the go, brought to you by the attorneys of Crowe & Dunleavy. The following should not be considered as a substitute for legal advice. Visit CrowDunleavy.com for more information.
Welcome back, everyone. It's your host, Adam Childers, here with the podcast Briefly Legal, brought to you by the law firm of Crowe & Dunleavy. It is a beautiful spring day. You know, we're coming out of, some storms from earlier in the week and, but heading into the weekend. And there's a special event that's going to be happening next week that really calls for attention and is going to be the subject of today's podcast. And that is the annual OKHR conference. This year it's being held in the Oklahoma City Convention Center for the very first time. And the dates are going to be April 25th through 27th. And I'm excited about it because, of course, Crowe & Dunleavy is returning as the principal sponsor of that event. But I'm even more excited because right now I am joined by Christy Spathy, who is the state director of OKHR, in addition to her role as being the chief executive officer of People Perspective. Say hello to everybody out there, Christy.
Hi, everybody. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And you know, it's a real honor to have you. I know you're super busy. You're in the, the final throes of getting this amazing conference put together. I mentioned at the outset that this is, going to be at that sparkling new Oklahoma City Convention Center, just there by the Omni. How exciting is that?
So exciting. I feel like it's a fresh location. It is beautiful. The layout and setup is perfect for a conference. It's really exciting.
It is. I've been over there, I've seen it, but until we really experience it, then I'll really find out how cool it's going to be. But it's right in the backyard of the Crow's Nest. And so we're excited to continue a tradition that, I think I've told you before, I'm in my 23rd year at the firm. Every year I've been here, we've been the principal sponsor. And I think, even before that, back in dates that predate me and you. But it's really exciting. And we just wanted to share a little information with those who are listening in the human resources community about, what to expect. So let's kick it off and just talk first about the theme. It's one of the more fun themes I've seen in a while. And why don't you expound on that and tell us what it is and how it relates to what we're all going to be doing next week.
Yeah. One of the more fun themes, no pun intended, I'm sure.
Or intended.
Yeah. So the theme of the 2023 State Conference is funner. You can also say, my friend Heidi Hartman, that makes her eye twitch. So you can say fun HR if you would like to, but I think it's funner to say funner. So that is the theme of this year's conference. And as the state director, I am the one that got to pick that theme. And it was very intentional. I arrived at funner for several different reasons, and I'll tell you about those quickly. I think that first, as HR professionals, we are looked at as the police, as the fun shutter downers in our organization. And I don't think it has to be that way. I wanted to create a space where we could really talk about how to bring the fun back to our profession, with the side note of, I know what we do is serious and hard at times, and I'm not trying to minimize that, but I also think we don't have to be sticks in the mud. So that was the first reason. The second reason is that, I hope it's okay I say this, Adam, it's been a crap 3 years.
It is okay to say that. And it is true.
Yes, it is. I think it's time for us to have a little bit of fun. Heidi, my predecessor, did a great job of creating a conference last year that was so much fun.
Sure did.
I'm just going to expand on that. And then the last reason was, again, as HR professionals, I don't believe that we should be solely responsible for our cultures in our organizations, but a lot of times we are. And I want to really highlight in this conference the importance of bringing fun into our cultures. It's looked at a lot of times as a nice to have. And I think fun is a must-have in our cultures. If I'm not having fun at work, I'm not going to stay. So I wanted to create a space for us to talk about that as well.
Too true. And really, I think apropos when you think about, some of the problems that the workforces are seeing today about, employee attrition and departures and lack of loyalty. And some of that is generated by a whole myriad of issues, but some of it is it coming out of COVID and just the times we're in. Sometimes we're not having as much fun as we need to in the workplace. So what a great way to bring that theme home. And there's going to be, hundreds and hundreds of attendees next week that are going to get to see booths that are dedicated to that theme. They're going to get to hear speakers who are going to integrate it into what they have to say. And, when you and I huddled up, months ago, kind of talking about, what was going to be happening at this conference, and you told it to me as a theme, I was very, very excited. I just thought that is different, and it's innovative, and it's just right for the time. So congratulations on that, and I can't wait to see it in action next week. Speaking of which, why don't we talk about some of the things that attendees can expect? There's always highlights. OKHR is really just, jam-packed with great information to know and learn. But what are the things that are kind of standing out for you this year that you want people to be thinking about?
Of course, like you just said, we always have great speakers. We have three great keynotes lined up that each one represents a prong of the theme that I just shared with you. Our opening keynote is Steve Brown. He has a little bit of a following in the HR community. I think he has some groupies. So that'll be an exciting way to kick it off. We have great breakout speakers. And then we have, I know I've said intentional a lot, but we've been pretty intentional with our after hours events this year.
Tell me more.
We really wanted to make sure that as many of our attendees could come as possible. We wanted our events to be kind of the unifier. In the past, we've had kind of some offshoots and some other after hours events, and really wanted to create one space for all of our attendees. So Tuesday night, we are having a vendor reception in the vendor hall that will be, I think, a really good time. There will be a gong involved, and that's all I'm going to tell you. You'll have to come and find out more. Once that is finished at 6:30, we will move to Club Funner, still in the convention center. That is an 80s themed dance party. We have a best dressed contest, best dance moves contest. And I feel like those should be 80s or 90s dance moves. I'm dusting off my sprinkler.
Sure. Yeah. The lawnmower, the shopping cart. I've got them all. The dice roll. I'm limited.
Oh, the dice roll.
Yeah. Right. Now, this is probably I'm going to get myself in trouble here, but I was quite the breakdancer in the early 80s. I don't know if I can even pull off one move today, but now you've got me thinking. So you see me carrying some cardboard around to lay down to show off my moves, then you'll know chaos is about to
come. I can't wait.
Well, that sounds like a ton of, as you might expect, fun. So the last thing I wanted to talk about is the fun that we as Crow and Dunleavy are going to get to have. One of the perks that comes with being the principal sponsor is that in addition to the booth where you can come see us and get to hang out with us is also that, we're going to have several different speaking engagements. One of which is, a lot of people are going to remember out there that we kind of had it's been called different names. I always called it Stump the Chump. It was, kind of an opportunity for people in the audience to ask questions of us, who were kind of assembled on a couch and that's always been a ton of fun, but we wanted to kick it up a notch to keep, keep track with what Christy's throwing out there for everybody. So we're going to be putting on kind of an interactive, skit, I suppose you'd call it a play. And we are going to be centering in on something you actually talked about earlier, which is the fun police. We're going to, kind of, act out some specific scenarios that have to do with, you know, real life situations that HR professionals deal with.
And we're going to do it hopefully in a humorous but informative manner. And our own Michael Bowling is going to play the resident HR police man that is going to kind of try to decide what should happen next and engage the audience to figure out what they would do as well. I know when I first threw this idea at you, Christy, I kind of cringed, hoped that you were going to like it, but you seem pretty enthusiastic. So do you still feel the same way? You haven't seen our acting work yet, but how do you feel?
I still feel the same way. I am so excited about the audience participation and the acting, regardless of what level it's at. It might be even funner if the acting is not super high caliber.
I think you can count on that.
I think it will still be relevant, right? It's, again, the theme of this conference is fun, but there are also still things to learn. And I think it'll be relevant and we'll all be able to learn from it.
Well, I can't wait. This is one of the highlights of the year, every year for the Labor and Employment Group here at Crowe and Dunleavy. And I know it is for all of you in OKHR and all the great work that you do. There'll be awards given out and informational meetings that happen. This is really a chance for all the chapters to come together and just be unified and what the heck, you know, have a funner time than they've ever had before. Now, it's not too late for those who are not signed up to get involved, right?
Correct. All the information to get registered, to get a hotel if you need it, to sign up for everything is out on okhr.org, including, Adam, we didn't get to talk about Pub Funner. I know we're short on time, but that information is out on the website as well. That's our after hours event on Wednesday.
That is fantastic. Well, there's a wealth of information there, but it's nothing compared to what we're going to see next week when hundreds descend on downtown Oklahoma City, right here next to the Crow's Nest, and we're going to have a really great time. Christy, thanks so much. I know you're pressed for time, but it means so much to us, you know, the support that OKHR gives to the firm, and we love to give it back and really, really appreciate everything that you do. You know, I always remind people this is a volunteer board. They're giving of their time and their effort and their resources. And it's a true kindness that you and the others do. So thank you so much.
Well, Adam, we appreciate your support. We appreciate the loyalty that you have given us through your sponsorship. And we're really proud of the partnership that we have with Crowe and Dunleavy.
Ditto. I couldn't say it any better. Well, that's a wrap, everybody, for today's episode. I look forward to seeing many of you, hopefully next week at OKHR. You know, hopefully see you next time that we all get together here on Briefly Legal. Remember, send us your ideas for future topics that you might like for us to cover at BrieflyLegal@CrowDunleavy.com. And you might just hear that topic in a future episode. So until then, stay healthy out there, friends, and we look forward to seeing you next time here on Briefly Legal.